In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Who's up to here? Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
Welcome back to another TFYLP. I'm your host, Plasticon. I am joined by the crowd, Megamus.
What's up?
Sideburn has returned from the dark.
I am back from debauchery, school work, and just normal work.
And syphilis.
Apparently. And we have Brycey.
What's up?
Hey.
And we now have Thomas, our Swedish guy that just decided to join us.
That's how we do it, man. Our Swedish guy.
Go ahead and let him introduce
him. Is that how you're going to introduce him from now on? He's the Swedish guy.
Dude.
It's okay. The Swede.
The Swede.
The Swede.
The Swede and the Canadian.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
I'll go on record as saying I'm okay with that.
You Americans and your racism.
That's horrible.
Hold on a second. Does that count as racism?
America?
Nah, it was funny.
America!
Anyway.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be continuing on with our discussion since we had last week. We had Jem on here, which was awesome. And we are going to go ahead and continue on with the discussion we were doing before. We ended in Master Force. We're now starting off with Victory. Everybody knows Victory. If you don't know Generation 1 Transformers Victory, where have you been? Roll out from underneath the rock.
I was born in 1988.
You're still under a rock.
I'm aware.
Unless you have actually dug up the episodes.
Well, I was under something that rhymed with rock.
Should we elaborate?
But
I don't think we want to know.
I'm quite aware of Victory.
Awesome. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and start continuing on with talking about the toy line and how the toys influenced the United States later on after these things came out we didn't know that much about, and some of them kind of trickled in. And we're also going to talk about a few things that came to the States that weren't officially under the Victory license, and we'll go ahead and start off with some of that stuff.
I feel like I need to clarify what I said.
Go ahead.
Just because
just clear it out. Just clear it out.
I was talking about before 1988, guys. So cool your jets. I realized that Victory did not come out in probably I don't know when it came out, but prior 88. So yeah.
No. Post.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Victory. I'm talking about what I said. I will clarify that for everybody.
Everybody knows you're the baby of the bunch. We got you.
Hey, I'm not the youngest. I think that falls
on Roar.
No, I believe that falls to Natsume. Here I'm the baby.
But she's not here right now, so.
Exactly.
I'll take the brunt of it then.
True. Okay.
Oh,
That's all.
Lend me with your knowledge, masters of
toys,
Transformers.
Like this gigantic thing I got in front of me.
Yeah.
For my audio listeners, we got a countdown.
Galaxy
shuttle here. Get your minds out of the gutter.
We need one of those explicit little black box things. If you're going to do that,
enter censorship here.
Of course, for some of us on the cast, not me, you might need a smaller box and a bigger box. So I mean, it's okay. It's all good.
It's awesome.
But what do you have in front of you?
I
don't mean that.
Galaxy Shuttle and Countdown. Now, a little known thing in the United States, we knew nothing about Galaxy Shuttle. All we knew about was this gigantic rocket that sat on here because we thought, okay, it's a big launch pad base thing that turns into a, you know, a rolling fortress and you can put all your little MicroMasters on it. That's all we knew about it. Well, it turns out this thing was used in Victory. It was used to house the entire Autobot base, and also Galaxy Shuttle would park its happy butt on here and blast off into space when Star Saber and everybody else wanted to go up there. But a lot of people are not that familiar with this thing. It's a very, very cool toy. As far as I know, there's only one other variation of this Countdown base that was brought in with a Microman, and that was after this base was actually released. And Microman, I guess, decided to recycle the mold, and it's done in a black with gold bits and translucent bits, which the translucent bits are kind of a smoky gray. It's a very, very awesome toy. If any of you guys out there are really trying to find a Countdown, I highly suggest you try to dig one up that's complete. It turns into a fairly massive base. If you guys know anything about Transformers Zone, you guys find out that this is pretty much like the heart of the base. And it's the biggest grunt portion of it. And you can take any of your MicroMaster bases and plug them into it just fine. It works great. But it's awesome that they actually included this in the Victory, which was like a great introduction for such an awesome toy. You guys got any thoughts on this thing?
No, it's a great toy. I agree. I didn't know it was originally Victory. The origin was Victory of that one. I got the Micro Master Days as well, and I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got working elevators and tons of places to be able to put your MicroMasters. There's actually like garages in it too, so you can park them in vehicle mode in there too. So it's
you have to admit that without the Galaxy Shuttle, I mean, we were missing something. The Galaxy Shuttle was awesome, and as a figure in and of itself. Kind of feel cheated that it didn't make it to the U.S. And I know that Bryce has one, and he'll show you, and you'll get to see just how awesome, I mean, the size of the figure and everything. Would have been a great U.S. Addition, but unfortunately, we didn't get it.
Yeah, I actually discovered that toy maybe a few years ago, and I saw a custom Armada Jetfire made to look like him, and I was like, what's that character? So I went and looked it up, And I was surprised that there was a space shuttle character that I had never seen before. And I was like, what? It was quite cool to find. And he looked really cool.
It's pretty massive, too. Like,
yeah, it's by far the biggest space shuttle transformer, actually. It's one of the biggest. Skylinks is close to the same size, but I would say Galaxy Shuttle's bigger.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, if you look at what Astro Train was supposed to transform into, his size should have been even bigger than that. But let's just say we would have been satisfied with the size of that magnitude for when he turns into the shuttle and to have all the Decepticons go inside of him. No pun intended. He would be that big, and that's why I like about Galaxy Shuttle is the size, and I just like the transformation. It's a unique transformation too.
Here's with the Masterpiece smokescreen. You can see it dwarfs it. feet are identical on the bottom.
That's not a good comparison. I don't have that toy.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a, I surfed eBay and I actually came across a really awkward knockoff version of Galaxy Shuttle, and it had a Voltron head, Voltron feet, and Voltron hands, like lion hands. And I modified mine and actually I took a old rough Devastator that I had and redid the head for it and actually painted a full blue visor for it. So that way you could actually see, you know, I did a custom version of it. But, you know, it's not no actual Galaxy Shuttle, but at least it gets me closer to having that setting on my base. And I'm able to – it transforms identical to the real one. I mean, the plastic quality is not the greatest, but for anybody, they can't really find a Galaxy Shuttle considering this thing is very hard to come by now. And – not just Galaxy Shuttle, but the one they released in the Brave line is identical, but it has a slight remold on its head. It's got yellow portions throughout the color scheme where it actually replaced some of the white. And there's also a portion that's got like a set of fins that come out here that normally would open up to allow you to put a MicroMaster in there, but they completely robbed the gimmick, took out the MicroMaster portion, and made it so we have like a breastplate that would flip up, spin around, and then you close it back for that. That way you actually have like the breastplate portion when it is in robot mode for the Brave line. So
this the legs are also remolded for Brave too.
Right.
Unfortunately for you, Brett.
And another crazy thing that...
I need wings, what can I say? I tried Red Bull and it didn't work.
But if you guys are looking for that particular Brave one, the cool thing about the Brave version of this shuttle is it actually came with an adapter that plugged onto this that allowed it to plug onto, and you Brave guys out there are absolutely going to kill me because I don't remember the name of it, but it's a 747 that you can actually plug the shuttle onto. So it's like an homage to that, the 747 that's hauling the shuttle. It literally does the same thing, which is really...
PowerDag 1?
Yes.
I think that's what it's called.
I think you're right. I think it's PowerDag 1. But it's very cool. It's actually a really, really awesome thing. So although you guys out there might have, like, say, the Brave version of the Galaxy Shuttle, it still will plug into your Countdown. So you can still use it with that if you happen to own Countdown. If you don't, go out and buy Countdown. It's a cool toy. You can get them for about roughly $120 and say complete. So it's not that hard to find. It's just very difficult to try to piece one together. So try to go out and find a complete one if you can. Really neat. And get you a Brave or Victory Shuttle if you possibly can to go with it. But moving on from that, we actually had quite a few other toys that came out in that line that really didn't get any kind of, like, United States release. Some of them were re-released during the little resurgence where they decided to do some of the MicroMaster combiners, one of them being Landcross. And Landcross, a lot of people don't... understand with it was a 6 robot combiner that allowed you to be able to swap the parts almost any direction. The thing had 37 different combinations, which was absolutely insane for a Transformer, because you primarily could just take the bottom portion and top portion of the vehicles as robots and make them legs and arms, kind of like your Energon figures that they had that came out. It's similar, but not really, because you could take these and actually combine them into a very, very large robot called Landcross. And that thing, when they released it, they actually re-released one. Was it like 2004 or 2005 or something like that where they did the re-release? And then they did the Chase version in black?
Yeah.
Am I correct on the dates? Yeah,
they did a Chase version in black. The original...
date, but I know it's pretty close.
That sounds about right. The original came in a gift set like this. This is the original. And they then did a gift set or a reissue in the same colors as this one right here. It was a little different in, like, they did tempos instead of stickers and stuff like that. But then they had a Chase one that was in all black, and that one was pretty tough to find. So they and that was the thing at that time was is they would reissue a lot of the Japanese, and then they would just throw in Chase figures in a variant color. And for Landcross, it was in all black.
Landcross also came in two packs originally, too, for the gift set.
Yeah, that's I only got in one Japan. Of those two packs. Yeah, in Japan, that was the only way it was released, was in a two pack, or it was released as the actual gift set. Which is pretty. It's very difficult to actually find the two packs. I found it's very. It's a lot more difficult to find those than the gift set because most people that chase at Landcross, they try to get all the parts because they really want to make the larger robot. And the thing was, Landcross was a little bigger than most of your combiners, but it wasn't towering huge like Predaking. It still was not the size of Predaking. It was close, not as big. It had very wide shoulders, for sure.
Yes.
And a very big side gap.
Yeah. But that's the only color variants that I was aware of. I know there's several KO variants that are out there, including...
Well, there's actually an 80s version that is almost identical. The plastic quality is a little subpar, and it comes in a really goofy... I don't think I have it. I actually do. It's in a rainbow color box. It's a really goofy box, but the... It's almost identical. And give me 1 minute, and I will find it.
Okay.
So let's all sit here in silence?
No.
Because that makes it here in silence.
Oh, come on.
As he's trying to find it and puts up his knockoff.
You guys just won't play along.
My junk.
Just won't play along.
Mr. Herdhead again.
Yeah, you love that. Mr. Hardhat. There you go.
So tell
and it looked a lot like this.
Ah, oh, yes, yes.
And so it was called Metamorphs.
Yep.
And the transformation was the same. All the little parts were the same. Colors were the same. The quality, a little less.
Yeah, Metamorphs aren't perfect.
No, but, close, but... for the price...
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it's and the thing is, I've seen that pop up on eBay a couple times, and it's not bad. It's really not that. I would say, you know, if you're trying to get hold of like a Landcross that you really want to get, if you can't find the gift set and you find that one, I would get it. But if you can find like this the reissued six pack, try to get those because they're all like individual released, like in the gum the little bitty Kabaya gum type of boxes.
Yeah, they're in this type of box.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and those are a little – they're sometimes a little easier to find, but sometimes it's very difficult to try to find them complete because there's times that you'll just find, like, the robot or you'll just find, like, the bits. So, I mean, it's an alternative for trying to get hold of an official. If you can find an official and afford it, get it. But it's very difficult to try to find an official sometimes.
The reissue is pretty simple to find.
Yeah, the reissue I've seen like quite a few times now. The black variant is a lot more difficult. There's times I've seen the black variant mixed in with like a bunch of other stuff. Sometimes you can find it and sometimes you can't. And that's
there was one at TFCon last year for $100. Oops. Should have grabbed that one.
Well, I mean, they're slowly going up in price, but they're nowhere near the price of like an original Landcross in box. They're just not. I mean, that thing goes for what is it like roughly about $300 or so.
What for the reissue?
No, for the official.
Original like $300, yeah, for the gift set.
Yeah, I was thinking it's like around $300. And Metamorphs one, I normally sometimes I see that thing going for like $89 or something like that. Usually for like about close to $100.
That guy right there? There he is.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. There's the black one.
Hang on a minute.
And that's what Iron Cross looks like. He's blind.
He's got a lot of dust. Yeah, that's it. And but yeah, you got that.
Yeah, I like that gray version.
Can you hold it up with like something else so that way our viewers can see the size of him? Yeah, compared there you to
go. Him. I'll hold it up like that. It said something wow. else.
Now we did a size comparison with your little figure for relevant.
I know, right?
What crap? Now what do I have?
We need a size chart. We post it up on the Facebook page.
I need to have our middle fingers. You guys are gonna kill me, but this is the only one that I have available. Is here's your little. There you go.
Okay, that's actually a decent size comparison because for a lot of our newer viewers and
they know what the little guys are.
It's a little hunger, dude. Yeah, so you know, they're a little smaller than maybe a Cyberverse size.
Or you could do a.
You know, the thing is, when the combination thing comes in,
during the G1, a little G1 action there.
Headmaster.
There you go. Or, but that. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one. Yeah, so he's a fairly decent size combiner. I think he's one of the best ones. To me, he was probably one of the better combiners out of all the entire lot because I like the idea that you can swap them around different ways because there's more of a, you know, a playability of with the toy.
Honestly,
put it together and oh look, it's only
honestly I never liked him, and I've had like you saw, I have the knockoff, I have the original, I have the reissue, and every one of them. See if I can get him to do it. There he goes. They're so loose in the waist.
Yeah.
Every one of them. It's just the design. And then technically, these are supposed to be up like this, and these are supposed to be up, and it never looked right. So I'm not going to say that he was my favorite by far, especially combiner. Even this cat right here, he wasn't. It was goofy. It was a goofy transformation. It was a neat idea that you could do all these combinations, you know, but as a combiner, I just thought it was crap. It wasn't that good. That's just my opinion. I think they did way better on some of the other ones that we're going to talk about.
Well, that's true, because one of the biggest combiners that a lot of people drool over even to this day, because it's still one of the hardest ones to complete, is the good old Lyo Kaiser. Lyo Kaiser consists of six vehicles to turn into six robots that combine together to make a big robot, but they also have a gimmick where they have these little animal characters
say
plug onto the chests.
Breast
masters.
There you go.
All them. They plug onto the chest for armor.
In layman's terms, we call them booby armor, but that's okay. and there they are. And Bryce, do you have yours down where you have the combined mode?
Yep.
Go ahead.
And I got the breast masters behind me too.
Booby.
Yeah. The great thing about Lyo Kaiser had these little creatures that plug onto the chest, that turn into armor, but then they turn into little like animals, and then they would turn into a weapon for the robot. So they technically were triple changers, but this is kind of pre-Power Core craziness.
Which that's what I was going to say. They're the Power Core minicons of G1.
Right. But they were a lot more solid.
I like to call the Power Core minicons human shields.
Mm-hmm. This is for Leozak, his little lion dude.
I missed a chance to make my Manta.
His chest plate.
And the thing about Lyo Kaiser, I think it looks really great. It's a nice-looking combiner for its age.
It's definitely my favorite combiner overall for G1.
Yeah, it's like a holy grail for most people because it's a very difficult one to finish because it does suffer from GPS, that dreaded word, because Kill Bison was built of nothing but gold. It was a solid gold tank.
Well, since we're partially the way through, I was curious, Tobias.
Yeah.
In your area. Do you find that any of these are easier to find, harder to find? How would you rate Leo Kaiser, Landcross, some of the combiners with, like, let's say, Devastator or Defensor or Minasaur, which in the States are very easy to find?
Well, the thing about these Victory toys, they're very hard to find over here. I don't think they ever got a distribution in Europe at all. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I never seen anything from Victory turn up beyond.
So you're saying they're probably just as hard to find there as they are here?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's more likely that you run across Devastator here in Europe, or for that point, Defensor or something like that.
Galaxy Shuttle did get a release in Europe, though.
Which one?
Galaxy Shuttle.
Yeah, Galaxy Shuttle. Okay.
Wasn't that released during the time where they were doing, like, the big dump of MicroMasters, though? I don't think that was during Victory, though.
I don't know. It was under the gig line.
Yeah, okay. Then it must have been. They're very rare, though. It's still like one of those. I'm still trying to figure out why, because, I mean, you know, I'm guessing in different parts of the world this thing's more abundant, but in the States, it's next to impossible to find this thing.
Well, that's with anything. I mean, if you look at any release, if it was specifically for a certain region, it's, of course, going to be more abundant than in other regions. And that's why I was asking him. I wasn't sure if they got more of the Japanese exclusives, that's what we know them as. But, like, I know that, and he may or may not be, this may not be correct, but I know that Road Caesar had a more European distribution than in the U.S. because what we got was not the same thing as what they got. So I'm kind of curious, when we get to that, I was going to ask him if that held true as well.
Yeah.
They got the motivators, didn't they?
Correct.
Yeah, they got motivators.
But they didn't have the combiner parts. But we got nothing.
Well, it's just like the Devastator in G2. Now we're treading on a different topic here. But the G2 Devastator, you couldn't combine the Devastator. That is, the correct term for it. You could buy the individual robots for Devastator, but you couldn't combine him in G2. Right.
And those were highlighted in gray, correct?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Yeah, they had gray bits.
I think so, yeah.
The gray bits that they picked out were similar to what they did in Diaclone. That's what was crazy about that. And I always thought maybe they had, like, some kind of gimmick, because I thought maybe it was a gimmick that you go out and you buy all six robots, and then you send them these little stamp bits to get a hold of, like, maybe the combiner bits. But I never knew that there was really no real set thing to actually allow you to combine it. So I wasn't sure if that was actually maybe it was some mail-away thing that you get, because here in the States we had a lot of mail-away toys, too. So.
There were some mail-away toys here in Sweden anyway, so – but. No, I can't think of anything from Victory that I saw in the recent years. It was at some convention I went to in Denmark. I saw some Victory toys, but they were imported from Japan at some point. But some of these toys from Victory lines that were exclusive to Japan, weren't they? Some of the parts for Lio Kaiser, isn't that correct?
Yes, most of the ones that I saw were definitely from Japan, but that's why I was asking, because I know that, like, with like you said, Devastator had a different release, and I hate to use this term, I don't know if it's derogatory, but the European release, and by that we mean anything other than Japan or the U.S., and I guess that also means Mexico, European, that area, had their own different release of certain toys. And as soon as I say that, someone's going to pop up with something different. And if you would, please do, you know, give us all the advice and questions and everything. Do it on YouTube or Facebook, whichever. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Just let me know. But from what I understand, those were typically, you know, they were just different. Some things were different in Europe. I'm trying to think if there was any U.S. release that was different than in any other state or any other country, and I can't think of any, but I'm sure there were.
We had a few. Anyone else seeing anything up here?
What was that?
We had a few up here too. The Europe got in plus the Canadian slag.
Well, in Canada, you had different ones, which there's a lot of controversy on. I mean, the Canadian slag definitely, but. Getting off topic a little bit, what are your thoughts on the red-footed prime? Because I heard that was in Mexico also.
I haven't seen one up here, so it didn't come to Canada.
Okay. See, a lot of people have said one way or the other, but I'm pretty sure that was
French and Mexican.
Mexican and French. But then I've also heard that, you know, the French part of Canada got certain things, and I'm not sure. I'm not going to say I'm an expert. So, I mean, if anyone knows, please let us know. But my point being is that different parts of the world got different releases. And like you said, in Sweden, they had the European Constructicons, and they did not combine. And they were yellow with gray parts or gray Brits to them, but no combiner parts.
That's correct.
Which is different than the Japanese and the U.S. release, because we, of course, had combiner parts to make Devastator.
Right, but ours had no gray bits or anything. They were completely, like, yellow. And then they released an orange variant of that as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Well,
yeah, that's you're talking about the G2 line?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't know. Did anywhere else other than the U.S. get a G2 release of Devastator?
I think we got the yellow one up here for sure, but I don't know about the orange one.
Well, the orange one, from my understanding, and once again, correct me if I'm wrong, was only a KB exclusive only, which was U.S. release. And that's why it kind of demands more money, is because it was less widely released.
Yeah, it's still a rare one. I find bits and pieces of it all over the place, but I never can find one complete, and it's very hard to find. I do know for a fact, though, that there's a high-quality KO variant of it that's been released, but it's released in the G1 box, where it's got the green Devastator on it, but the vehicles in it are orange. But that's part of that line that they did that with a white one and a black variant, which is kind of cool, but if you're in the market for a Generation 2 so, Devastator, that's the easiest
for those who are watching. This is the orange version carded. It actually came on a yellow card. The artwork was yellow, but it is indeed orange. They just changed the bots, and if you can see, I don't know if you can see right there, even the little gun, they changed the colors of some of the bits. Let me see if I can find one. Here we go. Like I said, they changed the bot. And they even changed some of the bits, like the head laser for Devastator.
Now, my question is the eye color any different than the yellow one for the combined mode?
There you go. If you can see it in there, let me tilt it. There you go. It is the same. They use the same head and connector piece. It was just the laser, Mm-hmm. That was differently colored.
Because okay. I wasn't sure if there was like a difference in the brand?
No, even all the combiner parts are the same color as a G2 yellow.
Which is a slightly different purple than the original purple.
Yeah, it's more of a lavender.
Yeah.
The two guns that are different are Bone Crusher and I don't have it here, but Long Haul. Both those guns, which were typically green on the first release, are yellow on the G2 release, or orange on the KB. Other than that, it's pretty much anything that was like yellow on the G2, like the hip connector, the missiles on the hips are orange. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. The itty bitty little waist connector,
mm-hmm.
The shield that was yellow in G2 is orange for the KB. Other than that, all the other parts are identical. Once again, that's getting off topic. Sorry about that. I just haven't had those.
No big deal. We're talking about combiners here, guys.
Yeah.
Let me get rid of those.
Let's move into another combiner. One that is probably sought after by some people that know about it. And there's some people out there have no clue this thing even exists, which is called Dino King. He is the original mold of Monstructor, which a lot of people are not. Might be more familiar with because of the states, yes, suffered from GPS, but Dino King did not. No GPS whatsoever.
No, but if anyone that has a Monstructor knows, the shells are made of a plastic that is breaking down consistently, and you'll find them in various degrees. They'll have like a slimy, kind of sticky residue on them. That's actually the plastic breaking down. And it's no different with Dino King, where they took the shells and made them into little dinosaurs. And they also suffered the same thing, where it's the plastic breaking down. However, if you look, there's no gold plastic syndrome on it. And
it's got a painted chest on the front of Slog that looks like it's gold, but it's not GPS. It's actually a white piece that's painted gold, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, see if mine will open here. Nope. Did Bryce, do you have one of these loose?
You're muted.
Not yet.
Muted. You have one?
No. Still waiting. Found me one yet?
Did I find you one? No, I still have this one. But unfortunately, the one I have, even though the box is banged up, is sealed. So I can't open it to show you. But
come on, live unboxing. Deface that thing.
Yes. If you look, there is a little bit right here of gold. Now, if I remember correctly, because I've only had one loose, I don't remember it having gold plastic syndrome, but it very well might. But it definitely doesn't have the one that always breaks is Bristleback. This one is green. It is not the gold. And that's the one that usually breaks on Monstructor. So it, at the very least, it is a little bit better. But yes, it is like everything else, Transformer. It's going to succumb to time.
Right. But the great thing about that thing is it's very, very rare. It's probably not one of the best-looking combiners, plus it's actually smaller than most. But it's a very interesting combiner altogether. The whole simple fact that you got small robots that turn into creatures that plug into shells that have a little part that plugs over that in order to actually encase them into the shell is actually a very interesting thing and very awesome. But combiner-wise, it's very difficult to get a hold of that one. They do come in individual box as I've seen. I've seen actual several individual boxes version, which you'll actually have a window where you'll see the dinosaur, and next to that you'll see the actual robot mode in a window as well, which is kind of cool because they separate them for that. I don't know if it lies true with the actual boxed version because Megamus can't open up the one that he actually has, but it's a very cool robot indeed. It's one that if any of you guys out there do not have one, I highly suggest try to find like a KO version if you can't get a hold of one and just paint it up to look like it, because that's what I did and it just looks phenomenal. It's a very awesome robot. It needs love.
I'll get one eventually. Even the individual box one's expensive, so.
Oh, it's stupid how much money that thing goes for. I mean, I've seen the individual ones go for upward of $400 to $500 a pop, just by themselves. And it's stupid how much it goes for. But it's a phenomenal toy, though. It really is. I don't know if you've ever seen one or not.
I've never seen one at all.
It's, who what? What'd I miss? I blacked out. What happened?
Cyborg just showed his underpants. You missed it.
You know, Tobias, I'll have to say I'm in check with you. I've never seen it.
Okay. Okay.
Just saying it. You're not alone. I've never seen it either.
Can I just...
Let's move on to another combiner. One of the combiners that a lot of guys probably were oogling because the Kabaya version of it came out is Road Caesar. It's part of a line that that they released that are also known as Brain Masters, which what's funny is there's technically only four Brain Masters in the entire Transformers line. This one here being probably one of the coolest. They did come in individual packs. They came in a gift set as Megamix is holding up. Mm-hmm. And they also came out in the European boxes, which were gold. And they're known as the motivators with non-combining bits. So technically you can combine it, but you didn't have the feet portions, you didn't have the chest portions, you didn't have the head or the extended arm portions.
Which, so, you know, a lot of us have talked about when you get it individually, getting the head is the most important part. So having said that, here it is. This is the gift set version. And when you put them all together, it looks like, Bryce?
Like this one.
Now, can you give a size comparison on that? Because it's kind of hard to tell just how big he is.
That's it's actually very big. I think it's oversized for the size of this.
We're going to go with the same masterpiece size, which for... Sideburns, roughly a Voyager.
He needs the proportional arms.
He's MC Hammer in plastic form.
Pretty much.
Those hammer pants just don't quit.
And what's crazy is the Kabaya version of that they released looks better than the actual toy.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting because for some reason, I guess they decided to make... blacker, which is the buggy part, I guess a little larger than what it normally would be, so that way it would actually proportion out a little better. Because its arm portions actually come out further, so that way it actually has some shoulders to it.
Yeah, it's a bit of improvement proportions-wise.
But I'm not leaving you. I really am not, but every time you say something, and I'm going to say, nah, it's about the same.
I don't know. To me, it looks better.
He's
I don't know what it
these,
is.
You get these stubby little arms.
Yeah.
And the big legs. And that it proportionate, I'm going to say it's about the same. I really am. I mean, while I do like the Kabaya kits, I love the Kabaya kits. Proportionate, the only thing different is they resculpted the chest piece to make him look a little more slender. But if you're talking about the length of the arms to the feet and legs, it's the same. It's,
well, I was
it's,
talking about
it's
his
not
shoulder portions look like they stick out further, though, too. Maybe slightly.
Maybe stretch it out a little. I mean, that's as stretched out as you can get. And it doesn't look right. It looks short. So... I'm going to say no, they didn't really fix it.
But kind of hard to fix though too.
The big gimmick dealing with those guys though is their vehicle. When you turn into a robot, you have the smaller little bitty robot that came with it, and you would shove the smaller robot into the chest portion. Bryce is actually going to show us.
The sound of plastic.
Sound of transforming. I love it.
So there's the little guy.
Which is slightly larger than a headmaster.
So when you set him in, as you close it, the face comes out of the little guy. So you can actually swap them between the other brain masters too.
And that's a really cool gimmick, I think.
I think it was probably one of the coolest gimmicks that ever came out with, and I really like that.
It really was. And of course we didn't get it. That's kind of a letdown.
But the crazy thing is the little guys, they actually fit in the vehicles too. So you can't, it's just like the headmasters. You can actually put the guy into the vehicle mode, or you just put it into a chest mode. And if you wanted to, you can leave it in the robot portion and actually combine the robot together and not have to worry about putting those little guys aside. So every part would actually fit into the whole thing. And the combiner bits that came off of Laster, and I can't remember the other guy.
Laster, Braver, and
Braver. Blacker.
Yeah.
Those two, the foot portions were like little shield things that would pop off, and you can actually put those on their arm as a shield, or you can put them on the roof of the car as gun turrets, which was kind of interesting. It wasn't the greatest, but it was cool.
The chest shield also goes on Blacker's arm.
As wings.
Right.
Little wing thing. And then the head, I think it even does it on the – it does. Even the Kabaya kit was like this. Yeah, just like that. And it would fold up.
Into a set of guns.
Just like he's showing. Just like that. And it sat on top of the roof as a gun. I guess it would be a little gun. A little turret.
Which, to me, I thought, you know, I really wish we probably would have got one of those steak sizes. Very cool toy.
It was. I really, it was one of my favorites. But there was so much more that other countries got that we didn't.
Right.
Like one of these, you know.
Yeah, like the other breast master, which is also known as the sauce.
The booby master.
Yeah.
Ultimate.
A Desandrus, as some people want to call him.
Now,
from what I understand, no, never mind.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
No, go ahead, shoot.
It's going to be like reading, I read TF Wiki.
Oh, you're wrong. You're totally wrong. Oh.
And,
There.
Yeah, who was it that had there was a male and a female that plugged into him, and they were Overlord. Technically
Overlord. Overlord had two different.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, I was getting.
And that was those were actual Master Force.
Yeah, like I said, TF Wiki 4 years ago.
Which if anyone had been watching our previous cast would know that. But that's okay.
I've had a busy month, man.
Yeah, how many? That's what happens once a month, right? Get busy once a month? Yeah, I heard that before.
Wow, anyway,
there's
what she said. Anyhow,
Bryce, do you have a Death Saurus?
He's at the mercy of the mail system, so no.
Oh. Sucks.
What, bought and paid for? Yes.
Megamus, do you have one that is open that we can see? Or is that one
still?
Okay, break this thing out. Because people probably are curious of this stars.
I'm going to give people a little bit of a tip on a box. Here's a box. Death Saurus. And here's the key. Here he is. in all his glory. And he actually comes with, for some reason, a little bit of styrofoam right here. And that's it. So he's in there. My advice to anyone that has a boxed one, don't take him out. Because to get this, his feet angled this way, and his wings is a pain in the ass to get him back in there. So I'm going to leave him in there. Now, as far as his little breast masters or booby masters, the one that everyone talks about is the little bitty bird. And I'll show you
in his guns.
The little guns that are always missing. And there they are. They're just little bitty guns. Just like that. And you just flip them over and peg them in place. If I can do it.
Oh my God, parts forming.
And that's it. That's exactly what it was. You unplugged it, flipped it around, and turned it into that. And you can see the little gun. And he became, he actually, if you folded him up, get the little gun there, he became a gun. So he was actually, if you count the bird mode and the pseudo cassette chest piece or whatever everyone called it, and a gun mode, he was a triple changer.
And that's what was crazy about these Breastmasters is they actually were pretty much triple changers. Like the one for Lyle Kaiser, those were pretty much the same thing as the SARS.
And there it is. It's stupid looking, but there's the little piece that he held onto and the little guns. And that was considered a gun. And then if you folded these pieces back in and held it just like that, that was – sorry – that way, with these pieces folded down, that was the it became a chest plate.
And the gimmick dealing with Desaurus, since he's not going to take it out, actually has a spring-loaded chest. You push that portion in. And then you got the second little Breastmaster that he's going to take out here in a second and show us. And
you would plug I'm going to make you come that. To my house. And put this damn thing back in. It is a pain in the butt. Hear that?
Bring the styrofoam.
There it is. Okay. So, the front chest piece is right in here. And this piece would snap into place like that. And in actuality, if you look at it, it had one, and then you had the other one, which was, did it have a name?
Lion breast.
Yeah, lion booby. You had lion booby here.
Yeah, it's a winged lion. It's pretty cool.
And you would fold it up. You get it folded up.
It turned into a gun, too.
It turned into a gun, but the first thing was is it would fold up, if I can remember how to do it, and it would lock into the chest piece that most people know of. Yeah, now, what they didn't show you, and I'm not transforming it completely, but this would be the chest of it, is if you took that off, the other one was still behind it, yep. And then it would pop out.
And then you actually had a molded piece that's in there that looks nice. That
yeah, see?
And they also had a Decepticon emblem on there, too.
Right, and then you could actually take this one, put it back in. Just like that, and you still had this piece. So they just – one sat behind the other. But, yeah, you're right. It would – this one would turn into a gun, which – you'll put me on the spot, aren't you?
Yep.
I know this piece popped out, flipped over like that, and
that's
it had
– that's the gun.
Yeah, but it had a handle. It had a handle.
No, it didn't. That chasm that's in the back, would plug over his hand, because technically it was a bow, not a gun.
I thought I always saw it like this, but you're saying it would go like.
Yeah, because remember, if you watch the cartoon, in the cartoon, Desaurus had a bow and arrow. That was his bow.
And then the other thing is he had his tail.
Mm-hmm.
That would become a shield.
And this is what's funny. Although he has two Brassmasters to turn into guns, he actually has another gun.
Yeah. And the main reason I love this is if you look at it, and I'm holding it, it had a ball and mace.
Yeah.
And a little mace. That's all.
Now, that's something that always irked me about the toy was why didn't they just give us like a chain or something to have like a ball and chain? I just thought that would have been cooler. But
it definitely would have been neater. I always wondered after I saw all those third-party companies and everything why someone didn't make one. And then it became really quick why they didn't do it is because not too many people have this guy. So that's why.
You know, I know that the club has already tackled Desaurus with the RID thing. But I want to see them do repaint the Beast Wars 2nd Galvatron into him. And give him a new head mold. That would look like a... That would be a Desaurus.
The Repper Labels just did the free set. And there's a new head and gun coming out for it soon.
And that's what I was about to ask. Do you think they're going to come out with a gun that will work with your G1 and also work with him that will actually have a ball and chain?
It'll be a 5mm post. I haven't seen the gun outline yet.
To me, I think it would be awesome if they actually molded it to look just like the real gun, but did it without the chain, and then made it so that you can use it with your original best source if you happen to have it. I love seeing third parties do throwbacks like that. It's kind of like
Well, they don't do it enough.
Right. And
Let's be honest. The G1 collecting market is less than those that are coming out now that want all the new stuff. I mean, sorry, but it is. So they're going to go with what's going to sell the most. But we are still here. We still want stuff. Make this. I want my updated version of this. And I think a lot of other people do. So,
it'd be awesome to
make guns like make that. It happen. Sorry. You can do it. Make it happen.
Please do.
I'm going to say I want them to make that gun for you if they'll start making some Beast Wars weapons for me.
You know what? I also want Beast Wars weapons too, so I'm right there with you.
And thank you, Meganist, for taking that thing out.
It actually went back in better than I thought it would, but it's usually a pain in the ass.
Now let's open Dino King.
Dino King, yes.
I haven't gotten hold of like the official packaging, but there is a knockoff. Well, actually, there's two different knockoff variants of that thing, and there's also the Brave one that was released. So to get hold of that mold is probably not the hardest in the world to get hold of, but to try to get hold of a real Desaurus really is. The Brave, it was re-released as red and black, and it only came with one of the Brassmasters, which was the lion portion. It did not come with the eagle. And then later on, there was a KO variant that was released that actually has the lion portion, no eagle, and the lion portion wings are... They're kind of odd. They look like bird wings, more or less, than they look like just two gigantic metal spikes. And then the variant dealing with that one is that it's technically a triple changer. It also turns into a rolling vehicle, a tailless dragon, and a robot. So they completely nix the shield. And then there's a variant that's like that that came out that's red, not the actual colors of Desaurus. So I do know for a fact that there's that many of that variant. And I do know there's another KO that's out there that is literally a clone of Desaurus that I happen to have. Mine's put away, but I had customized because I don't have the money or even the means of trying to get hold of one right now. but I did my own Thesaurus out of it. It's identical, but it has green wings, a red chest portion, and gold where all the gray is, which is actually kind of cool. It's like a, it's gold chrome. It's not just gold, which is actually pretty, it looks pretty phenomenal. It really does. It's actually a really nice KO to try to get a hold of. It's a very good variant to try to get a hold of if you guys can't afford it. But trying to give you guys some options out there, knowing you guys that like your victory. It's very difficult to get a hold of some of these guys. Sometimes you can get them through these means, or at least get a hold of the mold and see whether you really want to go dump them. Big amount of money on one. But let's move on to
the other leader. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the Facebook page, and Brian Johnson is showing a toy that I threw a while ago. So I'm gonna say it to you. What do you want me to throw next? And be kind. Because some things do break. But what do you want me to throw next? And we'll see what he has to say.
We obviously want him to throw Dino King.
I said be nice. All right? Be nice.
Cool. That's not cool.
That's like a $2,000 toy. Come on now.
Which shows that you're a mad pimp.
We want to see you throw Grandis.
Oh, I don't want to get him out of the damn display case. That's truth be known. Yeah, he's always in the back.
I don't blame you.
I think he would make it, though. He's pretty solid.
He's a pretty solid toy, you're right. I think maybe a couple bits would probably break on him, though, if he did. Let's move on to the other leader of the entire group in Victory. Victory Saber.
Everybody knows Star Saber.
Victory Saber, Star Saber.
Oh, I know him. He was that character in Energon.
Ouch.
Oh.
Why, you whippersnapper, you?
Where in the current IDW comic, he apparently murders...
Diatlas.
Diatlas, yeah. He kills Diatlas. He's like some heavy freaking. I have not yet read it yet, but
tomorrow. He's a zealot. Yeah. It's like fan fiction at its best.
All right. You show the official, which I have back there somewhere.
Back there, I see him.
Yeah, and then I'll show you.
What are you leaning down for?
Something else.
I'm getting scared.
Cheaper.
Okay, go for it. All right, Bryce, you got the floor.
This is the official one. And his other half. Victory Leo. They combine, but I'll do that with my mic muted because they have lots of clicky joints. While Megamist goes on his tirade, it's a cheap one.
Well, we need a lot of that sound so someone can sample it and go through all the G1 episodes and replace the transformation sounds with just clicking joints.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That would be
click,
great.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah, I know. Doing that.
They did do a knockoff, and I'm not sure if this was in the 80s or 90s. And there's two things I like about it, and there's a couple things I hate. The one thing I like about it is if you look, it has more chrome. Chrome, look at the gun. Chromey. Everything chrome is better. joints, however, not so good. Yeah, joints are not so good. I mean,
yeah, I have no idea how easy that is to fix, though.
Here you go. There we go. Yeah, baby. I'm doing it. Yeah. There you go. So, not quite so tight. Stickers suck, too. They like to fall apart. But if you look, transformation is the same. See that?
Yeah, they literally didn't nix any of the gimmicks on that one.
There we go. There he is in there.
They said they want you to throw Star Saber. Throw Star Saber.
Yeah.
It says right there, do not. And you're right, because this guy will fall apart. Yes. Look at this. He's towing it. There we go. So but no. If you'll look, and I never put any of these stickers on here, but if you'll look right up there, you see that? Look at that. Autobot logos.
Yeah, that was a
and this
big
is
thing
this was vintage.
Yeah, it's a vintage toy. It's not. And honestly, I mean, would you say the plastic quality is decent?
It's good, but they just these damn joints. I mean, they just woo. It's like a hula girl. Woo. But I mean, they like I said, they made up with it because I mean, the original Star Saber had the chrome the sword blade, but the gun was gray. This one's chrome. And then the antenna were gray. These are chrome. So they added a little more chrome. And the transformation is exactly the same. It's just the joints are a little more shoddy. They really need a good tightening up.
Well, let's talk about a KO. The other KO that I happen to have had was one that you can actually find this on the market quite often now. The thing has a yellow chest, and this is a picture of one I actually customized next to one that was not customized yet. And one of these I had done from a buddy of mine, and the entire thing has all the same bits. That's what it looked like after I was done customizing it. I completely ripped it all the way down to its core parts. The only stickers on this thing are the Autobot logos. Everything that I did on this is completely custom. And I tried to stay as true as I could to the cartoon. There's a couple times that I might have missed out on a couple things. But, I mean, it actually was not that bad. I would think it's probably about as loose as the one you just got done showing us, Mega Miss. But, you know, I wouldn't think it's that bad of a toy. Because I did a lot of research before I actually started doing this. And this was one of the very first customs I ever started doing. And this is a face plate that I did. I mean, and honestly, the plastic quality was great on it as well. This is an alternative for you guys out there that cannot afford a Star Saber. Here's the you can see the pile of stickers in the front here that I actually pulled off of it, because this thing is littered in stickers. I think they dumped most of the budget in the stickers. They probably could have chromed something for the amount of money that they dumped in stickers. But you can see that the head, the antennas are all blue. The sword portion is blue. Wheels are blue. Chest are yellow. But the rest of it is pretty much the same color as it should be, except for the fists. The fists were gray on the original, and on the KO he was showing, I want to say they were, what, weren't they like, were they chrome too? I can't remember.
On the fists, they were gray.
Okay.
But I also happen to have another one. And this one's in all blue.
Interesting. I've never seen that one before.
And yes, it comes down and the little guy falls out. And comes a little brain master.
Did it have the powered suit, or is it just a smaller jet?
This is all it was, and I don't remember where I got it from, but it had the nose cone, the gun, and the brain master. Did not have the blade or the rest. But the thing I thought was funny about this is, watch this. They didn't put any friction blockers on this. It just kind of you know, does whatever it wants.
Now, what's funny is probably if you unscrew, you probably will see where it has the tabs. They just didn't put a spring in there.
Did the original have a spring in it?
Yes, it had a spring in it.
Okay, it's just missing the spring, and it's like, you know, pants down, party on.
Actually,
look at me, party on.
I mean,
but it's molded the same.
I always hook you up. I mean, I got a spring here I can probably send you.
Ah! All I could say is, see? Party on! So.
This episode has been full of breasts.
And party on.
True.
So with Victory Leo, combines into Victory Saber. He's absolutely the second largest G1 Transformer behind Fort Max.
What? I'm sure I can find a bigger one.
Go ahead.
Well, not today, but I'm sure I could.
That is the second hardest to go.
Yeah, it's because
that might be true.
I think he is right, because I don't think there is anything bigger than that. I mean, Scorponok is roughly small. The same size as, well, yeah, Scorponok's actually smaller than. And what's funny is when he had Road Caesar put together, Road Caesar is just slightly shorter than him. So.
See, it dwarfs Scorp.
Yeah. He's huge. He's a big guy.
The Scorp's also smaller than Overlord, too, so.
If you took Big Powered and stuck him in combined mode straight up, he would be taller.
I don't think that counts.
If you put Victory Saber in its jet mode, it'd be bigger than Big Powered.
I don't know. That one's pretty big. That's a damn big jet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Although there's some people.
But I've had them side by side.
Oh, well, you have had you, Eldon. Proceed.
Man, he's already measuring, dude.
Well, whip it out and let's measure it.
Hold on. This is perfect time for surprise face Reinhardt.
So
we'll save that for another show.
Let's hear from Sweden. How hard was it to get hold of this guy?
Well,
the Star Saber, you know, not my penis.
No, I understood that. Well, I really don't know, and I have to say something right here. I'm not an expert at all at Victory, the toy line, or anything else regarding Victory. I think it's very thrilling to be on this episode and learn about every toy that was released during Victory. So I can't really answer how. I never seen any Star Saber here in Sweden. I've seen it on conventions, but not in Sweden. So I'm not here as an expert in this particular line.
Oh no! Don't get us wrong. No one here is an expert.
No.
We just like to talk, and that's all that matters. As long as you like to talk.
Talk about yourself, Megabus.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't. And we're fine with that.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
You can
contribute
any way you want.
Yeah. And I'm sure I can contribute more in another episode with more.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say in penis size. I was going to go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That I was going to like, dude, you know, if you go out like that, rock on.
Yeah, and
I'm
saving that for later.
Save it for later. You always keep on wanting more, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Go up with a bang.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Hold on a second.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't answer the question.
This Rhinox is never leaving my desk now.
No, it's not a big deal. I mean, what we're
that
asking
Rhinox
is how hard was
seen
it,
things it doesn't want to talk about.
Because, see, the thing is, having somebody, you know, cross the river or the lake or whatever the hell you guys want to call it.
We usually call it the Atlantic Ocean.
This technical geek here.
Yeah.
Show me to go back to your computers. Anyway.
All I'm going to say is this. Brian Johnson, I challenge you. I challenge you. Do it. We will bring you on the show and do it. Simple as that. You have been called. There we go.
Right.
And if anyone wants to know what it's about, you need to look on Facebook.
I can't guarantee that you'll be on the show.
We need to talk about yet another MicroMaster base. And it's known as Skystalker. And was it the Thunderwing?
Thunder Arrow.
The Thunder Arrow is what it's actually called in Victory. this thing doesn't ever transform into a base or anything during the actual show. All it really does is fly around, and Death Star stands on top of it. And it's just, it's kind of crazy because the way the drawing is, this thing is not this big on the back. It's like,
see, it'd be neater if they'd made some sort of ports or something for him to actually fit on there.
That'd be hilarious because he like dwarfs this thing.
Oh, dude, I would simply buy a boat.
Jetpack.
I'd have him displayed that way. But no.
But yeah.
I think I'd buy it to display that way for Death Stars.
Yeah.
I'll put him.
Yeah, put the Kabaya on there. Or world's, get a world's smallest and put it on there. That would probably be a little more proportional. But this thing is actually probably one of the cooler MicroMaster bases. In the United States, this was the variant that we got to go against Countdown, because Countdown was the big base. We had to have a Decepticon one, so this is the guy they gave us. This thing transforms into a base. It's got a little smaller jet here that comes off that you can zoom around as well. And this thing actually has a ton of parts, lots of guns all over it, and it comes with a little guy called Skystalker that was repainted and brought in with Metro Titan. And there's pretty much the only difference between the two is one has a purple chest, the other one is black. And I think the face paint is slightly different on the two. But they're both little orange Porsche 911s to go with it. But this thing's actually pretty cool. It's got quite a few places that you can put your MicroMasters. You can actually put one here in the cockpit along with one in this, which is kind of interesting how this one opens, because this actually splits open for you to be able to put your MicroMaster in versus just a little cockpit portion flying open, which I think is just kind of inspired by G.I. Joe with the mechanisms. But this one in particular is in really good condition, but one of the biggest problems with this guy, and a lot of people don't know this, when you guys go on the aftermarket, are these large wings here on the sides. The tabs that hold them are prone to breakage quite often. So my suggestion when you guys go out to try to find one of these in the aftermarket, which runs roughly about around the same price as Countdown, right? Around 110 or so complete.
$70.
$70.
Yeah, sometimes yeah. You can get them cheaper, but yeah, they're always broken.
Not broke or any part.
Those stupid tabs are always broken.
Yeah, but these tabs are here. The one thing you need to look out for, not so much on this portion.
The connector for the double gun.
Yes. Yeah,
the connector that for the double gun plugs here in the back, and it kind of loops over. That's the only part that I'm missing. I may learn.
Those people are.
I made a custom.
It looks like a little gun. Crescent wrench.
Yeah.
And it's always missing.
Yeah, it's a silly little part. It really is.
The double gun looks really good on it, actually.
Yeah. The double gun really adds more to this little jet portion. And the cool thing is it's got little holes here, so that way you can plug guns in here. Or you can take those same guns and plug them in underneath here, which is kind of cool. My suggestion out there, like I said, is try to find one. Try to find one complete if you can. If you can't, you're trying to piece one together. The hardest part to find is that little bitty clip that holds the double gun on the small shuttle. And look out for the little portions on the wings. But to me, it's probably one of the coolest MicroMaster bases, because this was our alternative to not getting Galaxy Shuttle. It was this big thing. I was tempted a couple times just to try to find a rough one.
We got robbed.
Just to paint it up a little like Galaxy Shuttle, which I think it'd be interesting seeing this painted in Galaxy Shuttle colors.
I like the Million House Publishing thing they put out the other day.
What's that?
Astro Train repainted as Shoki from Headmasters, but when you turn him into the shuttle, he turns into the Thunder Arrow.
Nice.
So that's pretty awesome. I'm going to have to track that down. And they have a little, the micro.
Yeah, they have a little
that came with Heavy Tread.
Micron?
Mm-hmm.
He's repainted as Skystalker, but apparently he's Daniel. He's painted
as Skystalker. I couldn't figure the Daniel thing out myself.
I don't care. Skystalker.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it only makes sense to go with Thunderwing. I mean, it's such an awesome. And this thing makes more appearances in the show than Countdown does, actually, because Countdown, normally when they're doing anything, it's like, okay, they're inside the base, or they show like a shot of them flying away from it or flying out the hangar, and that's all you really see. You don't really see as much of Countdown as you do of the Thunder Arrow, because the Thunder Arrow shows up all the time, because this is how the Decepticons get around all the time.
The main character is pretty easy to get. He's like $2.
Yeah, it's very easy to get a hold of the MicroMaster.
Well, Stakeout.
A Stakeout?
Yeah. Stakeout. He's the main character of Victor. He's so cheap.
Yeah, he's pretty easy to get a hold of. He's not the hardest. I mean, when it comes to a lot of these little MicroMaster guys, they're pretty simple to get a hold of. Some of them are a little more difficult, but that's whenever you get into more of the other ones. And this is Countdown in his robot mode. The crazy thing is, when you're trying to find these, is try to find the ones that actually got the stickers on the wheels, if you possibly can. Mine is slightly yellowed on the back, which is...
I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, he's...
Wait a minute. One thing.
What's that?
All right, you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Shut the hell up. You didn't think I had that right here, did you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
He really did it, guys.
My question is...
Right off the shot.
And this is my question. Why the hell did you have toilet paper?
You're not following the paper.
Hey, listen, I have to be prepared for every contingency. He said, throw toilet paper.
Well, I threw toilet paper. In the words of the greatest robot ever, don't squeeze the Charmin.
That's right. I just got toilet paper.
I don't know what that came from.
God dang it.
Not from the 80s.
So you take that.
Exactly.
Shut up.
I'm trying to find one of these Scott Stockers. Yeah. Maybe here somewhere. I got tons of MicroMasters I can't find.
There. See if I can. Where are we? I'm gonna... Yeah, there he is.
We're on the moon.
Don't point down.
Oh, there he is. The little orange thing.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't have pornography on your computer.
Check it out.
What the hell was that?
That was me groaning.
Old man.
Shut up.
All these.
Well, he's the whippersnapper, so that's what you want.
Say that. I have to be reminded
all
to
these...
throw five different bumblebees. I, and I have like three.
Then go hunt down two more so we can see it.
I would, but it ain't gonna happen today. So,
you got three
five
bumblebees.
Okay, you got so you throw the three that you have right now, and then he has to tune in later.
I'll throw two bumblebees. I got two bumblebees.
I gotta find them. Where the hell did I put them?
I can't throw any bumblebees because all mine are packed away.
All right, hang on. I shall return.
So we're meeting. This is response to fans, guys. Live response to fans. We're throwing our toys.
We're working on it.
I'm going to attempt not to break these when I throw them, but I don't really care that much.
Oh, shit. I ain't got that either.
I got two bumblebees waiting for you, Brian.
I've got one.
You're making me laugh during the podcast.
I know he did. Well, I started on this crap. All right, I've got one so far.
You're getting toilet paper and five
This one will be good. He won't even understand what this is. And this is not TP Bumblebee. All right, we need one more. I have two.
How did I do this, guys? I can't find it. Anything.
Come on, if I throw three bumblebees, then you're not meeting your quota.
I got three. And I will even list what they are because most people, well, maybe. All right, let me get my damn. All right. Mike, What do you have? What is it? What are you about to do?
I got a G1 keychain reissue Bumblebee.
Throw it!
It's gone! And I got a classics Bumblebee.
Alright, throw it!
And it's gone!
Alright. I cheated. Alright? I have an Action Master Bumblebee.
Nice.
And it's gone. I have... Are you ready for this? No, this is not a red Bumblebee. Whoops.
That is a red Bumblebee.
It is actually...
It's floppy.
An Estrella red Bumblebee.
Mm-mm.
If you look at the sticker.
Oh yeah, that's,
I'll still,
that's some more.
I will still
throw it.
And then finally, how
about somebody just cried because that thing's like worth like $200.
It's worth it. Here's the funny part. I have a McDonald's Bumblebee. And not only will I throw it, first I'll bounce it into it and then throw it in the air.
And Brian, since you made me laugh, we got an animated Bumblebee. And we'll throw that too.
So there you go. Alright. So I'm gonna go back to what I said before. Brian, shut up! You've been called out.
And I found him. I found Sky Stalker. Here he is. My visual guys.
Throw it! Oh, wait a minute.
me and Megan are in the same mindset right now.
Yeah, we're like, go ahead!
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. Getting back seriously now. Where were we?
In his bot mode. Like I say, he's got a purple chest, yellow face.
Rhinox?
The only difference between this one...
I'm a little Rhinox, guys. Huh? I'm going to throw a mood now.
Oh, you!
I got a bed right behind me, so luckily they're all landing on cushions. Nothing's breaking.
Yeah. It's the one that you're talking about?
Yes.
Metro Bomb from Metro Titan.
Yeah, and that's the variant, different color. If you guys happen to get on eBay and you see somebody that puts that up as Sky Stalker and sells it for $15, you're
Fine.
A moron if you do pass that up.
If not, I will.
Yeah, because that little guy just by himself will draw in a lot of money because it's one of the hardest parts to find the Metro Titan.
So Brian is saying if we give him a link to the Hangout, he'll smash his mammoth right now.
His mammoth, huh? That's his Halo mammoth he's talking about.
This yeah.
This huge.
It's 9,000.
I have to put it together.
Or it's 91,000 some odd pieces.
Wait a minute. Let me get this right. If we allow him onto the podcast, he is going to break that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
That's up to you,
Can you handle more Canadian?
That's up to you, Plasticon.
You are in charge, but I say do it. Do it.
And while we're discussing Universe Cheetor, I threw it too.
Only because it's yellow. But it doesn't matter. Throw it. That's right.
It's yellow.
Plasticon.
Oh my god.
There's a preview for next week. The final color for Sky Stalker.
Yeah, that is the hardest variant to find.
Which one is
find.
That?
Rabbit Creator.
I don't know what that is because mine's sealed.
Oh. You could have had it last year.
What's a VHS?
Too slow.
I have a knockoff version of it that I threw. Oh, well, I didn't throw, but. You
know, throw it!
I All right, here, look. RID Prime, that's yellow. Done.
Yellow, there you go. All right, Jason, let him on.
Really?
Yes.
This guy.
I just realized that I can't do shocked face Rhinox if he's over in my bed. I'm right back.
Oh, you threw him.
Anyway, he landed on the couch.
There's only really three more victory toys, isn't there?
I believe so.
And we've gotten
my brain is probably gone elsewhere. Brycey, take over.
There's two repaints or remolds of the. They're called Cross Farmers in Victory. They're just the Mega Pretenders over here. Mm-hmm.
I may not have done this right, but I think I sent it to him. And there's... sorry if I shouldn't have.
You better not have made it public. That's all.
We'll find out.
This is the a knockoff of it, but it's a remold of Thunderwing. Mm-hmm. It got the colors all screwed up on the chest because it's a knockoff.
The lavender doesn't do it for you, huh?
No, silver and red would look much better.
It looks a lot like a black shadow to me, though.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but, you know, how much was that?
$30.
Okay, and the last black shadow went for what?
$3,400.
Did it really go that high? I stopped watching after it went over 1,000. I said, the hell with it. That's insane.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to go on record and say that it's not worth that.
No.
It's just not.
I'm going to go on record and be like, if somebody is willing to dump that kind of money on that toy, why are you not trying to recast to make money off of that? Because that thing would sell so much. Even reproductions of that thing would sell so much to people, you would be rolling in dough to be able to buy 20 of those. Pardon my French.
There's only one thing I want to know right now, and that is, Brian Johnson, I sent you an invitation. Where the hell are you?
You'll be called out, son.
His laptop probably blew up on him.
I think I sent him the link. The problem is I don't know shit about computers. I might have sent him something else. So he might be looking at some good porn or something. I don't know. Hell. If he is, share that stuff. Come on.
Anyway.
Not in the Facebook group.
But not in the Facebook.
All right. Okay, Brycey, let's go ahead and let's keep going with this. We got to finish these out.
There's a repaint of Crossblades called Blue Bacchus. He's even harder to get than Black Shadow.
Would you like to know how hard he is? Neither one of us have him.
No.
That should tell you something.
And a repaint of Six Shot called Great Shot, which mine is still at the mercy of not here.
Where's yours?
Not here.
No,
it ain't there yet.
I'm just waiting.
Where's yours?
Well, I ain't found one yet. Damn it!
Fail.
You gotta go.
I don't pay outrageous prices. I wait until the price is good.
The price is right.
That's right.
He's gonna have a cry when he finds out how much mine was.
No, I won't, because I didn't pay it.
I'd say I got it for $20.
Well, I mean, every once in a while, you come across a great deal.
Every once in a while, you come across an idiot.
And then you find an idiot, and that's why a black Zarek sells for $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, Brian Johnson, I ain't got all day. You're going to click on here. Be clicking the clicky.
But yeah, that does it for all the toys out of the Victory line that I can't think of any other ones than that. I think that's it. I don't think there were any more.
Well, there is one thing. When we're done with Victory, let me know, because I do have a little bit of a plus to add to the podcast on current events.
Okay, let's jump right into that.
We going to jump into current events? We'll jump into current
events. Jumping into current events. Here we go.
All right.
What's going on?
I'm
going
to cover it up, but do you see what that is right there? Bam! All right. Registration's on. BotCon is live. You get your stuff, you get there, and you're done. All right. I was also told, for those, including myself, that thought, well, maybe this one's not going to be such a good show, that they're not going to have that many dealers, that they're going to struggle. I've already been told that the dealer room is 60% sold, and that was before this podcast. Sold. Done. So
the rest of the 40% gone. Is all because of us.
Well, of course it's because of us, absolutely. But I'm just saying, with the sculpts that they have, it just looks like this is going to be a good show. This might be the one, if you've been thinking about whether or not going to BotCon And I know California has been done to death, and I'll be the well, I ain't gonna be the first one, but I'll say it on record. California's been done to death. I'm done with California. Let's go somewhere else. But this is gonna be a good show. It's gonna be a good one. And if you can make it in any way possible, you definitely need to go. And of course, if you get there, you definitely need to go to the Mega Toy Fan Parts Party exclusive and see us, because we're gonna have some stuff that you ain't gonna believe. But that's beside the point.
And you might be able to get Megamist to throw stuff.
Yeah.
It happens from time to time.
And I also heard that they sold out the loose sets in about 30 minutes.
Yes. That's actually a record. It sold out in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They're gone. Done. One of the two custom classes is already gone. And that was, like I said, before the podcast.
Does that mean no non-attendee loose sets?
No, because they still do the box sets. As long as the box sets don't sell out, they'll do that.
Yeah, but I'm curious, how long will it take before the Primus packages are sold out as well?
Ooh, are you taking bets? Bet.
But because we don't know how many there were made this year, do we?
No, you never know, because they don't give out their numbers.
No, the loose sets, they may...
I heard a number of 250, which is extremely low.
It's very low. It's the lowest point since...
Holy crap, someone joined.
Okay, there he is. Apparently.
You calleth to me, and I came!
You better drop it and smash it, and it'll fly in a billion pieces.
Let's say it! I'm hyped up for it. Go!
You're hyped up? You're hyped up!
All right.
It was kind of a letdown, dude.
Just to get a size of this, it can freaking fit G1 Optimus Prime inside it. There it is.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what your mom said. Anyways. So, I took out a couple of pieces, took out the main figures, but... you gotta count it down, or am I gonna have to hold this?
10,
up, just
9, 8,
yeah, we ain't gonna get from 9, 7, 5, 8,
6,
5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Drop it!
It's not true yet.
Oh! Brian, you get a fist bump for that. Good job. That was awesome.
It dented the floor.
I can't believe it. Rhinox is appalled.
Now wait a minute. Hey, Brian?
Yeah?
How do you feel?
I feel pumped!
There you go. You should feel good! Good about that stuff! It's good! It's just plastic. Who cares?
The lesson learned is that when the floor is battling the UNSC Mammoth, Nightmare Unicron wins.
Well, there you go.
Joe.
Awesome. You know what? I'm spent. I'm done. I'm done. After that, I'm done.
That's a perfect way to wrap the show.
I think we're done here.
I agree. I completely agree.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks nice for smashing
dramatic ending.
Hey, by the way, guys, I will plug his page since he is on here. It's TF Fan Page 101. You guys go check out his stuff. He does a lot of stop motion, and he's extremely good at it. And I give him props on this because I know how much of a pain in the ass it is putting back together Lego. Thanks, dude. We appreciate that. But anyhow,
and your comedic timing is perfect.
Love it.
But anyhow, you guys tune in next week. We'll end up having some more craziness that will probably go on. We might talk to good old Brian here and see if he comes back and smashes some more stuff for us.
Yes! I want to smash more stuff. Give me some. Give me some.
Wait a minute. Is that a challenge? Oh, you got it. You got it.
You got it. You got it.
I'm so pumped. Here's my Bumblebee thing. There's a Bumblebee cup. Smash.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to Transformers for your listening pleasure. You guys tune in next week, same time, same channel. We'll see you guys later.
See ya, everybody.
Later.
Bye. Peace out.
Bye. Yeah.
That whole episode was goofy, man.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.